Bob's on there.
We're rolling.
We're rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, it's gonna be minutes, but Secretary's not here. We'll call the June meeting of the Winchester Council to order with three members present. And along with our park superintendent and Mayor Byron, who will be here very shortly. Do we have anything to go before we get to Boss's report? Does anybody have anything they want to?
Well, I can talk about the concert series a little bit.
Yes.
If you want me to.
Yes, that'd be great.
We've had a pretty good start. Our first concert was shortened by rain and we learned some things, from our first concert experience. It went pretty well.
About the lights and stuff.
The lights were not all complete. The lampposts were not up for the first concert, but the lights in the amphitheater were up and since it got rain shortened, we didn't really need the lights that bad. But I thought, and Barry could speak to this and so could Sheen, I thought our Junkyard Band concert was a big success. I heard nothing but positive comments about the Junkyard Band and the lights were all up and looked great. We had a decent crowd. I'd still like to get more, particularly for the Chris Hockey concert coming up, which is what I'm going to speak to here in just a second. But I think it's been a good start, a positive start. Do you want to mention for the record that we have raised enough money to this point to cover the entire concert series from our donations and sponsorships
and
grants. And again, a big thank you to the Community Foundation in Randolph County because they were the main contributors. But it is good to say that we're not having to go to any other funds to cover any other expenses. That being said, we still hope to build the fund for future concerts because right now it'll be pretty much depleted if we don't get more donations, contributions, grants, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the main order of business, I think, is to get the word out about the Chris Hockey concert and particularly to the honored guests. Barry and I had a little correspondence because he found out that at least one of the police officers in Lynn had not heard about it. And I think we're going to find out a lot.
Oh, yeah. We will.
I took letters to the jail. And then we updated the letters, made them a little nicer, corrected a little bit of an error, and I took them back up there. And there was a different person behind the desk or behind the window, and they had not heard about the original letter. They knew nothing about it. So unless the people, we can't get it into the hands of every one of these people, we just have to count on the leadership to spread the word. Mm-hmm. But if we can get it to the leadership of as many people as possible, you know, like Bear said, Lynn, you did get a flyer.
Yes.
To them.
Mm-hmm. So I will take one over to the jail and get it to Ken himself and to Mark.
I gave one to Jay Harris.
Okay.
And
well,
he assured me that he hadn't heard anything about it. He assured me that he would make copies and get the word out. But
I
here
was on
are
the
some
website.
Letters.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I was on the website and I happened to see the advertisement for the disc tournament coming up.
The city website?
Yes. Yes. And I saw that they tied the concert into that, which
right.
I was glad. I mean, I was glad to see
right.
they
we
did do
that. We talked about
that
the
yeah,
last
but I actually saw that for the first time. I actually saw the
right.
you know, for the first
yeah.
time. I saw
Mrs.
that. So.
Mentioned that as well.
Yes, so that was good.
Well, we've got a lot of people following our concert series Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of shares from that, but that's not going to reach everybody. And again,
yeah.
we want to do what we can.
Do you know of anywhere else we could put something up, or we could?
Well, that's what I'm open for.
I'm on Prince and Matt, so I'll be right in.
Okay, thank you.
I'm open for suggestions, and I'm open for because I've been driving around a lot, putting a lot of these things up, and I went to Union City, which you know is with the Chris Hockey Band having connections through Chris Hockey with Union City.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we can spread the word there and get some people from Union City over. There's a woman over there, Robin is her name, and She is good friends with Chris Hockey and has known him, she said, since he was 7 years old. And so I gave her a bunch of flyers to take around.
My wife actually worked with his mom over there in Greenville.
And I took some to, I took some cards and I gave her a t-shirt and I went to Bowser's Barn and gave him a couple of flyers to put up and some cards and asked him to spread the word. When Sean comes in, we can find out, but he was going to email different police departments and fire departments and try to get the word out through our email with our invitation letter.
Do you know if any of the local radio stations have a free of charge?
I've done two interviews with WZZY. Did one for the concert series originally, and I did one for the Junkyard Band concert with Bill Richmond, who does these community events. And I think I'm going to be doing one for the Chris Hockey concert. He hasn't gotten a hold of me to do that yet, but I think his intentions are to do that. However, that being said, I have never heard one of my interviews on the radio, so I don't know how often they're being. I don't listen to the radio that often, but when I do in the car, I've had WZZY on because I'm interested to hear how stupid I sound. And just that it's getting out there.
Right.
I have yet to, I've heard Bill Richmond's reports, and I know that they were on sometime, but they must not be playing very much.
Right.
I took information to the News Gazette today, and I fully expect that they will do something on this concert. I think that would be big, and if they don't, I'll be disappointed. But you would think this would be something they'd want to put in the local newspaper. So that being said, I'm sure we're still going to miss some people. I'm sure we're still going to hear, well, I didn't know about it. And, you know, you can only do so much. Particularly, as I told Bear, we don't have the money in our budget to do like a mass mailing, nor does anybody want to put that kind of time into it. I don't think. And we don't have the money. And we will continue to share it and put out more information about it as time goes on. But I think we can use everybody's help in getting the word out. Mm-hmm. I think the one place I haven't really done much, because I've gone to all the EMTs and fire stations and so forth, the jail in Winchester. But the one place, and the only place I've gone as far as veterans are concerned is the Journey Home, and I did take them some information. Mm-hmm.
That would be great if they'd be out there.
Yeah. Well, and how do we reach, you know, you guys can help on this. How do we reach veterans?
I mean, other than just through
social media and the newspaper.
I'll make sure Mike Kennedy gets one.
That would be great.
I know he does.
And I've got more, you know.
And did the Winchester, what's it called,
WOWPD.
Did they get with you too?
They did, and they're going to have a booth, which should be great.
Winchester, please. They have a thing with Labor Day where they put up a tent.
They're going to sell some stuff.
Koozies.
Oh.
Sell koozies and drinks.
They helped out families.
They're also going to do glowy sticks, you know, that the kids can
They're going to be selling those that night?
And they help families. Like it. I know it was I thought it was Thanksgiving and Christmas. Might be just Christmas that they was able to help.
And they're really trying to do the same thing.
It's awesome, I thought.
Yeah, they're really trying to do the same thing. They're trying to spread goodwill for the and show that the police and the first responders and so forth are people who need to be respected and for what they do. And you know, as we know in this day and age, that's not always the case.
Go to the armory, maybe.
That's a good idea. Go to the National Guard. Go to the armory. Yeah, I'll do that. That's I can do that anytime. That's a good idea.
Maybe they want to bring.
And I had a couple other questions since you guys were there. I didn't pay that much attention to parking. How was the parking situation Friday night?
I had a busted bridge I was trying to.
Yeah, you were. You had other things there to worry
about.
Either.
I got there too early.
I think it was probably okay, but I'm hoping it's going to be an issue on July 1st. If we double our crowd, which is.
What did you have an estimate to where you thought it was?
I guess that we had at least 150.
That's I thought 150 to 200.
Maybe with people coming and going, we might have reached 200.
I know it doubled the size of the first one.
Yeah, it was more than the first one for sure. And it was, the weather was, of course, is always going to be a big factor.
Yes.
And the weather was, forecast was great. There was no threat of rain.
I just thought it was so neat watching people walk down Residence Street across that bridge coming into.
Yeah, and they were hearing the music. And
they were bringing everybody.
Right.
They had their coolers with them, right. Bringing their entire family.
We had people dancing, and we did get, we had the committee sit down front.
I thought that helped.
So that would draw other people down there, and I think it did too. Well, that's one thing we might want to consider, since we won't be meeting again before July 1st, is we're going to need to get more volunteers to help with parking and things like that. The other issue with parking, that was not an issue Friday, but it could become an issue if we have a big crowd, is the people parking to watch the concert. Did you see all the cars over there? You know where the gazebo
yes.
is? On the, this side of the gazebo, on the amphitheater side of the gazebo, a bunch of people parked over there and got their cars just listening to the concert.
Yeah.
Which is not a problem to me, as long as, you know, you don't have like a huge crowd that really needs to, more areas to sit in.
Good evening. You had it planned to make your end. What I will do, since you've given me a copy of these, I can't guarantee this, but I will talk to the factory that I work at out there. Chamber of Commerce is supposed to be out there in a day or two, I believe. Are you going out there with that, or do you know? Or are you going out with the? They're having some photo op out there at the.
Jay Norman.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Okay, I knew it was coming.
Yeah, I've got an ASG meeting in Newcastle at the same time, so.
Oh yeah, I didn't know.
If I can find a proxy, okay. To go to that meeting in Newcastle.
I will ask permission to see if I can put these up.
I don't think they'll refuse you.
Well, I don't either, but I'll just.
And really, it is just a matter of word of mouth as much as anything.
Well, the time clock, we have a bulletin board right there, and I thought if I stick that baby up right there, you know, we go there in the morning.
I put those things up all over the park.
Yeah.
The last time, I don't know if that did any good or not, but I put them in the restrooms and at the ball diamonds and. And then I just went around today and took the old ones down and put the new ones up. So
well, I'll stick a few there and we'll see what happens.
You know, we're not charging admission, so we're not dependent on ticket sales. But we just want to have a good crowd for our sponsors and just for the whole idea of what it's about. And while we're on that, Sean, you are emailing the invitation letter around to police departments and things like that.
I put it on our website, social media. I'll make sure I get that out.
Should we email to like other county police forces or?
Yeah.
Especially Delaware and Wayne, because
I was thinking particularly in Randolph County, but I don't think it hurts them, whoever you send it to.
Yeah, I mean, because they all work together in SWAT.
Right. Now, I don't know if we want to reach out to the state police or not, but we're not discluding anybody.
It wouldn't hurt.
Just a matter of trying to get the word out. Like I told Bear. You have to count on the leadership to spread the word to the rank and file, or you're not going to find out about it. But anyway.
I thought it was great.
You would say for a beginning, you're awfully pleased, man.
I was really pleased with the Junkyard Band concert. And the first concert went all right, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the Junkyard Band was a quality band, and I thought well worth the price.
Right.
I know I've heard a lot of people hoping that they come back.
Yeah, and they indicated to me that I sent him a nice email and he sent me a nice email back and made positive comments and indicated that they would be willing to come back.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted, you know, we'll wait and see what next year brings. but certainly would be a band that you can get within your budget, you know, stop at Break the Bank, and still people like them.
Good thing about this is, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
We have a bug or something. No one says anything, and I start to, but I just know, I'm excited, I know that, because we've seen these, we know that the two coming up now are gonna be great, you know what I mean? There's not a... Chris Walke isn't gonna disappoint anybody, neither is Levi.
I've seen all of the ones that we have coming up.
Yeah, they're, I have not, but I do know that these...
And I think they're all quality.
Yeah, they're, no one's gonna be disappointed, I think, so...
And again, so much of it depends on the weather.
Yeah. Probably too early to start looking at the forecast and seeing...
Yeah, no, I've already looked, it's...
Now you're starting to see.
Chance of shower on the first, but it's supposed to be during the day, so that doesn't bother us.
Right.
We do have the auditorium as a backup, and Dustin Shannon is my contact person, and of course, if Ben's doing the sound, he's a real, even though he's no longer a go-to person for the auditorium, because he took his name out of that, he still would be, know what's going on in there. And then we would be using his equipment in the auditorium as well, so...
So he's okay for outside, but not the auditorium, you say?
No, he's okay for, he's not, there was a controversy.
Oh, okay.
So he took his name out of being in charge of the auditorium. In the past, he's been the main go-to guy for the auditorium.
Okay.
But in a protest over something, he doesn't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
But they're perfectly fine with him being in there, and because he knows everything about it.
Yeah.
And plus, he's the sound guy so he, for us, so he would be, but we would have Dustin Shannon as our the guy to be in charge of it. You know, you got to have somebody from the school who's in charge of the auditorium.
Right.
So hopefully, I have talked to Chris Hawkey's manager, Sarah Jane is her name, you know her. Finally got to talk to somebody besides Eric Roberts, who is the booking agent. And I did tell her, you know, we really don't have dressing rooms on the site. If you need dressing rooms, we'd have to get to the high school, you have to get to high school or pull an RV or something. And she said she thought she called it the blue room. They had a vehicle that could service the blue room or whatever.
He's got a blue jeans on.
Yeah.
You know how...
Well, he's only a mile and a half away.
He's going to have blue jeans and a t-shirt on.
Right. Yeah, but he might want to change his t-shirt between, you know, on break. Now, I don't think he's going to take a break. But, and I told her that we were going to feed him at referees rather than have a hospitality room, which we did. When Sean and I first were going back and forth with him, we offered him to have give him a hospitality room, which at the time I thought would be a better deal, but as we've been checking into the cost of having it catered, people don't want to cater it, because for that small of a group, it's not worth their while. So I'll just feed them a referees and put the bill for that. And there's other things in the rider that Sarah Jane actually sent me in her email that I thought we had kind of said, just kind of ignored, but the energy drinks and things like that were on there, so we'll try to get those taken care of as well.
Prime American hematism.
But anything you think we need to be doing to prepare for this concert, I'm hoping for a big crowd. But volunteers for parking, if we need that, we may need volunteers, as I touch base with them, they may need people to act as crew to help unload and set up. So far, we haven't had any of that because this junkyard band did it all themselves. They unloaded, they knew what they were doing. They had a lot of equipment, too.
Yes, they
did. They had risers for their drums. They had great sound, I thought. You thought the sound was good. Heard back by the tennis court.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Okay. What do you have for us, Mr. Mayor? Do you have anything?
Do you guys know anything about the war memorial across the street?
That's what we were talking about earlier. You said you're going to get a hold of
Mike Kennedy.
Mike Kennedy.
How do we have any? Because this guy thinks that
his uncle.
Yeah, and it does say El Santo. on the service of the certificate.
He says what now?
A guy stopped us, he's from Muncie, he came to Winchester.
Yeah.
He looked at our memorial that we have on,
Across from the Winchester Cafe there, or the Catechol, yeah, right.
And he couldn't find his uncle's name.
Uh-huh.
So he got ahold of us and showed us his uncle's, military paperwork that said he was from LaSanteville and wasn't on there, so. That's something that, you know, when we did our park plan, we had looked at upgrading that area.
Right.
To a memorial that was, I think that's a good start out there. I think that we ought to have like a, what I kind of envision is you've got that brick wall with the names of veterans on a list. What I would like to add is a circular concrete bench. You've seen these around it. You know, built from the ground, foundation in, build these up and just, at least get a thought of somebody.
Right.
I'm just going to run down everything I've got. So think about that. You've noticed that we moved the fencing of the skate park. We want to move that. You guys are okay with that?
Yes.
It's in our plan to move that up to Morton Hill. Mm-hmm. What we would like to do, since we're moving our skate park, we'd like to give them a new piece of skate equipment just to show that, you know. Yeah. Good. It's a good name. That's kind of use. Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to look at some numbers for something like that. Shane's just waiting on a rainy day because he works a lot right alongside his men. So, the other thing is, I read a proclamation last night opening this golf course. The tee pad should be in real soon. They should be starting in on that. The course should be really finalized.
They think they're going to get that done by July 1st.
Yeah. Yeah, all we have to do is, I think the plan is that TJ is going to dig all the tee pads, and then these guys from Muncie are going to come in there. And
oh, they have the experts to come in and put the neighbors down.
Yeah, they did the whole up downtown. They did a bunch of new work up there, and TJ got contact with.
But I just couldn't imagine TJ and a helper doing that by July 1st, but they've got a company doing that.
Yeah.
Are you planning to have the new piece for the skate park in when you move, or is it when you move the skate park, or is it something you're just going to order when?
Well, we need to figure out once we get, because it's going to be a different size, the layout, mm-hmm. and we're going to have to figure out how we want to set everything up and then see where we got room mm-hmm. to add something. And I know nothing about skate parks. I've been trying to catch some guys down there, just
right.
to talk to them, see what they
see
would.
Maybe what they would like.
Right, but we'll just kind of do it when, yeah. as we go here, so.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no sense in me buying something, having no knowledge of what you really want to mess with.
Yeah, talk to the kids or the guys that are using it and see what they would like to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe have a re-grand opening for it, mm-hmm. advertise well yeah. for it, really kind of make a ceremony out of it and talk to the kids while they're out there and work, you know. You guys really got to take care of this, and this is your park again, and, you know, just really kind of be proactive with it. So, you know, the disc golf course is doing what it's supposed to be doing.
I've seen that every time I'm out there, there's people out there playing on it.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I think those guys, when they see a piece of trash, they go pick it up. We're working on getting trash cans out strategically in different places and benches. And, we've got maps now. In the future, we want to look at some bridges in some different locations.
Yeah, definitely.
On the other side of Morton, for sure.
Yeah, because that one, if you get in that creek, I don't know how you're going
to
get it.
Every time I see guys playing, I see somebody fishing something out, trying to fish something out of a creek.
No, yeah, the one on this side is not near as bad, but on the one Morton, that's
yeah.
steep.
The first, yeah.
It's a big drop.
I've been in that creek multiple times already.
That's what I was telling him, I said, a big guy ain't getting out of it if he gets down there.
You know, I don't say anything like regular golf, but sometimes the more you try to play away from the trouble, the more you try to go along through the trouble.
So are you hooked yet, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's as bad as me. Maybe worse.
Am I the only one that hasn't went out and been in?
I have, really.
Okay, I thought I...
I'm telling you, it's, and I didn't think I could.
Some member of the bargain board was supposed to get us.
I waited. I got mine at Dick's over in Noblesville. There's a website where you can get it.
Destination. So cheap.
Do you just get like three or something like that?
You get like three starter set, and that's perfect to start.
Yeah, it might be perfect for me forever.
That's a lot of...
Yeah, I'd have to have extras because I probably wouldn't want to go waiting all the time.
Do we have all our pools up and running now, or...
Most of the baskets are out.
So how long does it take to do 18 then?
We played it in under 2 hours, 18 holes.
Really?
All the baskets are up.
And it was all...
Except for the hanging basket, and he's still trying to get a design together.
And he got a practice one up by the women's bathroom.
So when are we getting our golf carts? You don't expect us to walk, do you?
Some of those are awful short, man. Maybe hard to get across the walking bridge.
I never ride a cart in regular golf, so...
Or Mo Lennington selling one.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's an all-terrain golf cart there, I've seen that.
I was so impressed.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. It's so pretty.
I played Union City Saturday, and then came back and played here. And then I played here three times now.
I'll tell you one that looks cool to me is in Richmond, Lynn Miller Park. You seen that one?
No.
They've got so many hills and stuff there, too, and water.
This one, I'm telling you, you will sweat. I mean, I was.
Well, and just in the weather we've been having particularly.
I got 2.3 miles in.
Yeah.
On my 18.
For 18. Good exercise.
The other big thing, obviously, you know, they have a tournament out there. July 1st.
July 1st.
Same day as Chris Hockey. So the guys have been in, started today working on that park barn. I don't know if you guys remember talking about that at one of these meetings. Boz remembers it.
Yeah, I showed him what we had. I think it was 2,300. And he's ripping all the old rotted wood off the side and putting new sheeting up, and he's going to put...
The one on Residence Street?
Yeah,
the park barn.
It's been neglected for so long.
And
I think that... He's going to explain all he's done, but I think, too, we need to think about painting it when we're done, because so many people who cross that Red Cover Bridge, going south across Red Cover Bridge, they look up and they see the park barn.
Right there.
Well, there's a head right there.
No more. No, the big one. It's all
right. No. I meant one of the tee pads is right next to it.
Yep.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, yeah.
One right next to
it. You got to walk up the hill.
Yeah. One of the tee pads, so you're going to be right beside it.
So we want to fix that up kind of nice. I think he's said maybe $500.
He said $500, he'd come in and paint it.
Paint the roof and everything.
Yeah. Or I don't know if he's going to do the roof. He's going to just match up the siding because we got the first, where the first barn sets, it's like a light green or been faded, and then you got a darker green and even a darker green. So we're just going to try to make it all the same color and then try to put... And hopefully we can find some big enough stencils or someone that's good at painting, but try to put Goodrich Park barn or, you know, I don't know what we'll do. We haven't really made a decision.
Right.
So that way when you come off that rubber bridge, you know where the park barn's at if you were for whatever
reason. A lot of people don't.
No, they don't.
And you know...
It might be a good thing they don't.
We've got two employees that basically report to the park barn every day.
Four
employees that go to the park barn every day. That's where they come back to it. They park their cars there. They come back for lunch. They work out of that building. There's no bathrooms there.
No.
And, you know, I...
Well, there is.
I think we should consider...
Yeah.
I think we should consider thinking about doing a new structure there.
Yeah.
I mean, we should have a men's and women's bathroom because we hire men and women. And we just need more space. We're mowing the park now. We ought to be able to keep mowers out there safe and secure and dry. And warm, insulated?
Insulated would be great, because it's hot in that place, there's no insulation, you know, which, yeah, you come in, you ain't coming into a cool barn, it's hot. When it's cold, it's cold. But.
So, you can go ahead and tell them, but, well, I don't know.
But yeah, we're, basically, we, they built on a lean-to and then another lean-to off of that, and, they built it with, I don't know, the guy did it way back when, but it was built with one-bys, that's how they run all their studs. So, obviously, your tin stuff popping off, a lot of that's exposed. So, we're now, we're gonna weather it all in, so they can't, and we have water coming in like crazy. But where the first lean-to was built, we're gonna have a garage door put on and a code thing, because we probably got over $5,000 worth of equipment just sitting right there that you can't lock up. So they garage, that for $2,300, I think it was, they're coming in and putting this garage door on, new siding around it, and then for an extra $500, they'll paint it. So that way we're completely locked up and it's not too sort of on the eyes to look at. And, you know, we just
got. Neighbors will probably like that too.
Who's that?
I said the neighbors will probably appreciate that too.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But, yeah, I think there's more raccoons and possums that's living that thing throughout the winter. And,
yes.
But they've cleaned. I mean, the guys got out there early and cleaned that thing. We found them.
I know when you first got in there, you were, you had a.
You couldn't even walk on one side. It was just packed. They just threw stuff in there. And where all the stuff, where it came from, who paid for it, I don't have any idea, but there was stuff packed in there, and you couldn't go anywhere. And now it's, I mean, I would be ashamed to have a, well, it'd be hot in there, but anybody can go in there now. It's pretty nice, organized. And so, be good to patch it up a little bit, so. But I'm not so sure if we were to even, and I know we're not even talking about this yet, but if we were to think about doing a new building, it would be, I think a different location would be better, personally. I think that would be bad to park stuff, store stuff, but I think with that house being there and just being so close to Buck Anderson's place, and have, there's no way to really park, I think it'd be good to try to find a location.
I don't know.
Somewhere else, you know, to even think about. I wouldn't tear nothing down and rebuild nothing.
What is being done with the house now?
We're running it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Generating money from it. It's actually now back in the black. We gotta put some money into it. Charter Realty manages it for us. And
that's Paul, awesome. Like Paul, then. Paul Battis.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So that's great. The the last thing I have until I get home tonight and think of something else is the Beeson Clubhouse. Now, I know that it gets a little bit, you know, there's some like to differentiate between what you guys, what park you guys control and what park council controls. Technically, council is in control of everything, really. I mean, you know, they control your budget in the park, but, you know, we do have, if you look on your budget sheets, if we can find the Beeson one.
Beeson Park is the top one.
Yeah, okay, so you see Beeson. So if you drill down a little bit more, we've got about $31,000 left. Last year, we budgeted $11,000 for improvements to buildings, improvements other than buildings. And that's because we put that in there because we did all that siding. That was the council that kind of did that. That was kind of one of those deals last year, but that money's still there. It just got reappropriated. So what I would like to do with that, and I would take this to council Monday night, but I would like to make some improvements on the inside of the building. I would like to install 2, maybe 4 flat screen televisions. Kind of like what the community center is doing over here, in case somebody wants to have a wedding, they can put pictures up, slideshows, etc. And I would like to look into the sound system out there. You know, we're fortunate, we got a speaker or two, but have somebody come in and
update the sound system for us, so. That's what I have. We're sitting financially, I think we're sitting really good with all of our accounts. The Beeson Clubhouse, that doesn't have, you know, a whole lot in it, other than, you know, it's a little bit deceiving. It looks like it has a lot of money in it, but there's salaries that come out of that as well. Part of Sheen's salary comes out of that, and and we make about $50,000 off the Beeson Farm, which is to go to the Beeson parks to sustain. So the Goodrich Trust Fund, I think you've got that in front of you. If you guys want to look at, go through the budget, we're about halfway through the year. The Goodrich Trust, so that would be the second one down. I'm sorry. It would be the
fourth one down. Goodrich Trust Repair Fund.
If you add the second one to the fourth one, I get about $287,000. Now, that doesn't mean we have $287,000 to spend, because we still have pool employees and park employees. We still have things we want to do, but really, truth be told, we've only spent out of the trust that we've gotten last year so far, it looks like we've only spent 13,553 dollars of the $125,000 check we got last October, or whenever that was. So there's really not, you know, obviously I think that the disc golf course is not completely paid out yet. There's going to be some there, but we're not talking a whole lot more out of that left. So we're still talking 80 to 90 thousand dollars that we have in that trust fund that Boz has been able to, instead of buying the trash cans that I thought would look nice, we just put regular street trash cans out there. It looks just as fine. They've got the dirt cheaper.
Got the dirt much cheaper.
Much cheaper than what we thought it was going to be.
I agree with you, though. I mean, I'm looking for strong on that subject as far as the Beeson building. There's a lot of out-of-town people come to the Beeson building. And I think we ought to have that as nice as we can possibly.
It should shine.
Yes. Because most, I mean, there's not, I mean, there probably are a lot of locals that use that. But when they're in that building, that's where a lot of out-of-town people and the relation come from, the ones that are related to people in Winchester come to that.
When they think of Winchester, they think of that building.
And I really think that ought to be nice. So I agree with you. I think we really need to fix that up.
I know the last time that I worked on the election polls there, I noticed that there were still some windows that were broken and needed replaced. Okay. I don't know if that's been done. It's on the east side.
We didn't have an election last year.
Yeah, on the east side.
Donald Trump.
Well, yeah. This is the year we didn't have anything, actually. This is our off year, supposedly.
Right.
We won't have another one until the primary next year.
Yeah.
But I noticed that the windows that face the east there, like you're going to the graveyard, I noticed, I remember a few of those were broke the last I looked. And maybe while we're doing that would be something we'd look into. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they got fixed when we did that.
Maybe they did. Okay, I'm talking about,
absolutely. We'll check it.
I haven't been there for.
I can't recall what else there is.
Didn't you say something about you're ready to start looking into that, finishing up that deck on the back too?
On the Beeson. That's a possibility. But since you brought up the deck, I would like to have you consider asking Boz to move forward with getting a deck around the fountain.
Okay.
I think we have the funds out of the trust, and I think that fits the trust.
Yes, it does.
It was a little over $10,000 is what it came in at, and I think I have. Oh yeah, I got
gotta have them come out and redo it again, cause it's been so long, I think, but.
Well, it is the one, if there's an, if there is an eyesore in the park, that would be it.
Yeah.
And now people are seeing it. With the disc golf, they're seeing it now.
But that would also be a good place to, well, I mean, it is kinda right when you tee off, but I think if you come back, it'd be a good place to, for a rest stop.
Yeah.
Have, yeah.
Somebody did ask me that about too, about the, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for like rest stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are, we got some ideas for those, and we're just, I'm just glad the bass are up waiting on the tee pad, so I can get a better feel of what the course is like. I'd like to play it a few times and see, oh, here, this would be a nice place.
What kind of turnout are they expecting for their July 1st outing?
They're giving discs away to the first 100.
I saw that.
And I know for a fact that, there's quite a few people wanting to make sure they're out at Silvertown first thing that morning.
And get one of their discs.
It's pretty cool.
This thing is good.
So is it, what's the format? Is it a two-man scramble, four-man scramble?
Two-man, I think.
Two-man scramble. You know, we wouldn't call it best ball, we'd call it best disc.
It's survival.
I'd also like to, look at getting some of these trees that we can't handle them immediately.
The one behind the amphitheater, yeah.
Trees that we need to get somebody in there.
Yeah.
I already got a meeting with Seth tomorrow out there, so.
What time's the meeting? I don't mind seeing Seth.
When he gets free and he can get me free. That's what we decided on, so. I can text you when you come in.
That one is the go. There's a couple other ones out there that are, especially the ones that are in the vicinity of where people are going to be. They need to come down and,
I hate to break to you, back on that walking trail, there's, I mean, just stepping into it, I can almost rattle off 15 of them to you right away that are gonna be down within the next year or two.
That was my thing, and I love the disc golf course, I can't say that enough, but is there any way that, are we going to thin that out a little more in that area?
Yeah.
Because it's still so thick.
Yeah, and I think what's gonna happen is that people, especially locals, are really gonna take ownership of this course.
Yep, I do too.
And they're gonna take a day. They're gonna go out there with a machete and they're just gonna start cutting some trees down.
When you drive from the road, from the back of the park, it's still, you can't even tell it's a disc golf course mm-hmm. back there, cause it's still so thick.
Yeah.
You know?
And we just had a guy donated 6 bat houses to put up out there to knock down mosquitoes. So I guess there's a lot of different ways we can play this. We now have access to the land and water conservation fund where we could match, we could do matching. And I would not be surprised, I'd want to check with the trust fund, but I would not be surprised if we couldn't use the trust fund money as a match. Right? So we put, if it's $50,000, if we want to, maybe a bridge costs $100,000, we put up $50,000 of Goodrich trust right. money towards the bridge, the state then gives us the other 50, we have a bridge. Yeah. And that's something we can use.
And what kind of bridges are you wanting? Can't we just do some, you know, go in and put a bury a concrete slab on this side, one on this side, throw the zip lines up and do stuff.
If you don't want to check with the DNR, but the DNR, last when they were here, quite a while ago, all those things have to have DNR approval, supposedly.
Yeah.
But the tree that fell across there didn't get DNR approval, and it is now a bridge for some people. It wouldn't be a bridge for me, because I wouldn't want
to. And it's gone. Did you just pull that out?
He's talking about the one back in the walking trail.
On the walking trail.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that one is.
If you put another one across
there,
another one had to fall across there, you'd have a bridge. Oh, yeah, it fell. At first it was just leaning, and then it fell all the way across. And I can guarantee you there's been kids that have walked across that
Yeah.
It's like that tree you were talking about, but it's been there for how many years? You still can't hardly see it, you know? I mean, if you're playing back there, you can, but.
Spider tree?
Yeah, you just, I mean, it's neater than all get out. And the, you know, the public need to see that. You know, because that's kind of a landmark of that park. I mean, it really is.
I think, but I, like I said, I think that we will, I think that people will start taking ownership and the club is already formed. I think they'll schedule work days. And that might be one of them that they do. So, but it's not too early to start thinking about the Get Rich Trust Fund and what you guys are thinking and want to do. Maybe it's time to consider doing a bigger project. I don't know. Maybe it's time, maybe we say.
It doesn't hurt to think big for this. I mean, all they can do is say no, you know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't hurt to try and think big and sometimes you really get surprised. I mean, especially last year, I thought.
I think they will be well pleased with what Al's done with the concert series and the disc golf thing.
Right.
I think they're going to be pleased with that because that's put a lot of butts in the park that's not there for softball. You know, whether it be men's or kids or women, it's brought a whole different class back to the park.
And they're going to be, I can't imagine they're not going to be pleased with what's been done with the lighting, what you guys came up with for the lampposts, and that just looks so, that's so cool. I did drive and look at that, and you're right, that is, it was even better. I was trying to
visualize
it, and it was, it's.
Debbie Swift, she asked, I think it was the keyboard player for the Junkyard Band. She said, well, what do you think of our venue? You guys play out a lot of different places. And his quote supposedly was, well, we play places like this all the time, but this is the best.
Oh, wow. And this is our first year.
Yeah. Well, we have the setting there already, but now with the lampposts and the lighting not being an issue like it was last year. And the lampposts were perfect. We had them on the whole concert. And I think they added to the ambiance or whatever the word is, rather than, you know, because we wondered whether we wanted them on until the concert was over, but I definitely think you do. I think they make it possible for people to get up and go around and go to get concessions and so forth.
I know Sean left, but I think probably one of the biggest things we need to consider about with next year, and I've already been talking to people about it, but we got to get the creek dredged out bad and get stone on the side and get some of them weeds down.
And that's a pretty good sized project if it's done right, if you're going to get riprap or whatever put down along there.
Union City has theirs done. It just.
You can't, I mean, honestly.
We've got to create some barriers.
You can't hardly. You can't get in there to get it.
Well,
I mean, if it goes in there.
But that's a lot to do with why some of them trees are falling because of the water. You can get a big, heavy water, and then now you got islands out there pushing into the banks and in the trees.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's the thing you have to be careful with. It's putting up bridges. Is they could get washed away when it floods if they're not real. So you wouldn't want to put a lot of expense into it.
Sure.
One of the things that I would like to do, does everybody have the same one?
So you got, does yours look like this?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give you this as well. One of the things that I would like to do before my time is up as your mayor is, I'm really into some trade, now do you have one that kind of looks like this at all?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and that one.
All right. So, if you look on this page I just gave you, part A, over here in your box, your legend, right? Part A is the yellow and the orange. So the yellow parking lot and the orange sidewalk. About $52,000. That is, in my opinion, incredibly needed.
because the way cars park right there at that triangle, kids running in and out. Part B is the blue and the purple, which is asphalt parking lot, concrete sidewalk, asphalt trail, which is the purple. And it just starts at basically the one side of that triangle parking that's currently there. Part C, and that, oh, I'm sorry, Part B is $156,000. Part C would be everything. I do believe.
Part C? That's just.
That's the trail that runs from the pool to the.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. You're right. Part C is just $40,000. That's the, you're right. The trail from the pool to the driveway. Everything together is $248,000. I think that when we do this, there's an opportunity with the Community Crossings Grant to do a street sidewalk rehabilitation program right here on the street. Put a sidewalk in, put a curb in right there on that side. Down here on the corner where you pull out of the park onto Union Street going south, you see how that trail's bumped out? That's there for a reason, because too many people park right here, thereby making it very difficult to pull out of here and turn right. We would put some shrubs there, some vegetation, and then you could park on this street, but you know, you're gonna have a curb and it's gonna be safe. And there's going to be a barrier between where these kids are playing and this, and what is really a very highly traveled street, especially with school. Now, I just asked Brian to draw this up for me. You know, I don't even know if this counts as Goodrich Trust kind of stuff. But it's something that I identified. Actually, I actually put it in the Goodrich Trust wish list for this year. If you remember, about $60,000 worth was earmarked for sidewalk and barrier between the road and the park. What's your thoughts on it?
I think it's a great idea, as long as, again, it fits in with our 20-year master plan. And this is the area that's supposed to be the community, if we ever get to that. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be the community area.
Well,
Festival Lawn area.
Festival Lawn. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, I thought that was going right here.
And I think, I think the master plan isn't something that has to be set in stone. I don't think that this diamond should ever move. If we keep any, you've got this structure here, you've got a girls softball program that is really thriving. If we're going to do a festival lawn, I think we ought to do it right here across from the high school.
Yeah, that, I think that's fine.
You've got some parking there.
I think
there,
that's fine, but parking. I think if you look at the plan, it's there. But I could be wrong, but I don't mind it being here.
No, I thought the festival lawn is just a little south of the girls' diamond, where you're thinking, right?
I think it's south.
Well, I'm
going
to
get it.
So that's your plan.
Okay.
I'm almost sure it comes here.
Okay. I was thinking we had the girls' diamond there, and then just south of that, headed towards the pools where the festival lawn was.
Yeah.
In our master plan.
Yep, that's where I thought.
That's where they're talking. So
okay. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, I just
make sure you don't dump a bunch of money and then
there's something you're going to have to move.
Right.
Right.
Or have to change your plan. Mm-hmm.
I do agree with him, though. I think if, I can't believe I'm saying this, if there was one diamond to stay, I think that's the diamond to stay.
I think it is, too.
It's in there.
the most.
Oh, I think it is too.
It's been there forever, yeah.
That's the most viewed diamond, so.
Yeah, Al,
you're right.
You're right, but, I mean, you know.
Cause they've redone the diamonds, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, they redid the diamonds, they moved it, there were gonna be two diamonds, but they were gonna be moved over, there was gonna be a new one created. And then the one that was gonna stay is the one that is the men's softball.
Yeah, you're right.
And then this one was going to be removed and turned into a festival lawn.
Well, basically what we're doing is we're taking the parking that would go here and we're moving over here and moving this over.
And I don't see anything wrong with that. That's just changing the plan slightly.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Your play area is gonna be affected when you do that. You're gonna have to move your play area if you're gonna make it a true festival lawn.
Which the, you know, that rubber stuff, it's underneath that fort, which is probably about right here, I would say. You can't pull that up. That's throwing money away. Once you pull it up, you can't re-put it, so. You know, I think a festival lawn would be ideal right in here. And it could work right here. It doesn't have to be this big. I think
that area they got's huge.
It's pretty easy to, the only thing about obviously the pool thing, but.
Well, I think we've already kind of, one of the things they were going to do on the master plan, they were going to move the amphitheater.
A little bit?
Yeah. Proposing that we move the amphitheater back down to where they have the outdoor classroom. And we've kind of already nixed that because we're not going to change it. We put those lights up now, so. I never liked the idea of moving the amphitheater anyway. It makes sense to me. But, you know, turning that walking bridge into a vehicular bridge and creating parking in there is going to have to be done somehow. But see where the parking is now? That's where the amphitheater is, isn't it? On the plan where they
show. I think the amphitheater would be right in here, which would be, I mean, there's a way to do this where.
Oh, yeah, obviously we've changed our mind on it. We're going to create parking somewhere in there. Probably now back behind where the amphitheater is, right? Wouldn't that be the where they have the outdoor classrooms? Probably going to be our parking now. As you come across that vehicular bridge.
Yeah, there's a lot of area in there that could be used for parking.
Yeah.
Or we take a hard look at the Little League Baseball Diamond, Lions Club Diamond. I would hate to do anything with the girls' softball.
I agree. Right now. No, I agree.
I think our diamond.
That was always one of our points of contention. Was by creating the festival lawn, we were moving the most logical ball diamond. We were doing away with it, and yeah, I agree with you that one.
Yeah. I never liked that idea. Some of the diamonds. Something I would like to. In the Little League, I really thought by now it would come back, to be honest with you. Yeah, I know. But I mean, I know we had our little argument.
I tried, but they dumped over $80,000 in the Saratoga's fields, and they said there's no way.
Yeah, I mean, I know there was a big. I really thought that would blow over. And
even if they did come back, why couldn't they play on the men's diamond?
They could.
Oh, yeah, they could. Right.
There is nobody on that men's
side. They're just shorting the base paths, and
they're wanting to do it fancy. They're wanting to play baseball with grass in the infield and just you know, that's, I don't know. That's just,
So, what do you want to do? I've got people that could use, I mean, that's a space that is not going to be used the rest of the year. It's used for a month for girls softball, and it's done.
Middle school is using it. Till the end of this month, and then it's over. High school used it last month, and then their season's up now. Middle school using it.
I would think a festival lawn concept could also be converted into a soccer field, and I do have people who want to play who are interested in developing soccer in the park. I think a festival lawn could be a multi-use kind of place. You could do like what we did at the amphitheater and put a pole right here, 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 and here.
A
put a stage here, or whatever this thing is, the community center.
Right, but you're gonna, but you're talking about moving the festival lawn.
Move it this way.
Oh, you're gonna move it up towards that way instead of to the left, play area.
Well, where do you think the Little League Diamond is right now?
Pretty close to where the festival lawn is. Or not the, no, not the Little League Diamond, not, no, that's the main diamond. Yeah, it would be up in there, right, yeah.
The Little League Diamond would be right about there, wouldn't it?
I think that festival lawn is bigger than what.
What the ball diamond is, or big.
Oh, yeah, this is, this is bigger than a ball field, look.
And that's almost, so it might even incorporate the Little League Diamond, that might even be in the festival lawn.
Cause maybe they were doing a way there.
I mean, when I was in DC last summer, I saw many, I'm talking 25, 30 of these circular fields of play. And in each one of these, they had softball games. They didn't have dirt. They just converted green space into, they threw down their bases and they played softball. And then another circle like this over, they were throwing discs. Ball State has that.
Yeah.
It's just that open field concept that people could just convert to their use at the time. Soccer field, pick up game of, I mean, you can put a T-ball game out there. There's nothing worse, I'm sorry, but there's nothing worse than coming home with a kid that has rolled through the dirt. Because it's a all dirt infield.
Yeah.
So how's this gonna play in with this then, I guess?
Well, I don't want to say drastically, but we're going to change. The festival lawn is not going to go there. Where it's at right there if we put this in.
Not going to get on that.
Because the softball diamond is going to stay. And you're either going to have to shrink the side of the festival lawn. The festival lawn then might become the Little League Diamond and over in that area. Or it could move. It could move, like you said, into here.
One time, if that Little League Diamond, the girls' diamond, the high school, if it stays there, they're gonna have to get some serious money. That thing's gonna be back.
Yeah, I guess there's.
The what is now?
The old diamond.
Wow. Well, I think.
Yeah, it was getting bad.
No, I think if you're gonna do away with a diamond, that's the one you do away with.
I don't think
we do yours. I think it's that one.
That one's expensive too.
Huh?
Well,
that's the newest one. Though. Yours is the newest one. That's what.
So this is how the park is laid out currently.
So, I would think the festival lawn, if we were to do that, I guess I was turned around, but I was thinking festival lawn, like just in a piece right here.
Yeah, and that would be, that's kind of the play area.
Yeah. But this stuff in here can be moved. These, right. A lot of these trees need to come down anyway, and this stuff can be moved. It's not permanent like the structure that's right here. That's the kind of a permanent structure.
But then your parking works out well, because your parking plan would be parking for the festival lawn, and they'd be pulling in here for your parking. Festival lawn would be over here, and your softball diamond would be over here. Mm-hmm. Well, since we're on it, as far as paving and parking area, we've talked about this before. Over by the other diamond, where it's all gravel, where that gets so muddy, I would like to see that paved sometime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we spent all that money concreting around the diamond home plate area, many stuff off in the gravel.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
It, at the men's softball diamond, where it's gravel there, where whenever it rains, it's a sloppy mess.
This side?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's terrible. I don't know. That's where that fountain thing is. It's leaked for years.
Where the old well things to be there?
Yes, I think that's what we're talking about. There's leaks constantly. So anyhow, on your price sheets, if we went with item A, $52,000, where's the, is that parking that?
Yep, just up back, shoulder one there, yeah.
Just for now. Asphalt parking lot, concrete sidewalk. Which takes you basically to.
Which is right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that cleans that up for the disc golfers that come out for disc golf. That cleans it up a little bit for overflow for the girl softball. We're gonna soon be moving the skate equipment, which opens up parking for the overflow of the swim teams. And if you went out there on Monday night, I've never seen so many cars in the park. Mm-hmm. Not even during 4th of July have I seen that many cars. They were parking across the street from 4th Street,
yep,
where the memorial was.
Yep.
I mean, parking is just an issue in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where you had the pool thing going, you had disc golfers going, you had girls softball going, mm-hmm, and I think high school had a game that
middle school.
Yeah, I mean, when there's that many, there's no problem.
And so, to go back to our Goodrich Trust Fund, budget remaining, I still have $96,000 in what I'm showing. Out of that $125,000 that we got last fall,
right,
from the Goodriches. And I can get a new parking structure going probably yet this year. I'd probably get it done this year for $52,000 and we still have $45,000 left over.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
And then next year, if we like it, maybe we add the next phase.
Yeah.
Not trying to change gears, but I personally am ready to move that tennis court started on that end. Because our tennis court is...
I would love to see that.
I don't know. I'd like to look into what that would cost as well. Because I don't want to put any money into the one we have now.
Or, no, there's no reason to if you're going to move it.
And there's nothing wrong with starting this way. And starting this way, we already started this way with the disc golf course a little bit. Let's start this way and kind of shuffle things as we come together. And hopefully we don't blow up in the middle somewhere. But.
Well, I think that tennis court is...
parking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what would have to be.
So yeah. Why not get it out of there? And it wouldn't take much to make it
shape.
More parking.
Right.
Just try and get going down there and we can get our pickleball on our... Because it's just... The guys are out there looking at put the pickleball line down on the tennis court and it's just so it's just, that court just jacked up. I mean, the nets are falling off. I mean, it's like, do I pull the trigger and buy new tennis nets and stuff or do we want to look into this pretty soon?
I don't really think so. I mean, you guys think so? I don't know. I think we take the tennis courts and put them where we plan to put them, which is
all I do too.
Here.
Yes.
I do too, because I still say people can see it from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't see it in the park, and wherever people see, people will congregate.
And there will obviously, I would
say, how does that work with our disc golf course, our two discs?
Well, they'll have to, again, I don't think that they've made this really big.
Right.
It's not.
I think it's going to be the red and green area there, probably. They've added another court there.
Yeah, that's something else. I'm not sure what that is. But
probably just
they'll have to move. We've got a hole right here. So we would have to move this hole out to the north, or I'm sorry, to the west of the tennis court. The tennis court's going to be caged in anyway.
Mm-hmm. We can play around it.
Play around it?
Yeah. Nobody's going to get hurt, but... But then, obviously,
playing on the day we had that tornado, or the, that's the first day I played in the woods, right afterwards. I was in water this deep.
Is there gonna be parking on that end of the park though, if we, I mean?
I don't know. No.
That's something else too, I'm looking at that.
But maybe between the hard surface and the memorial, you put a, you know, a small parking.
I didn't.
Six cars?
I never realized until I've taken over this job, obviously, how much even as wore down as our court is now, how much that thing gets used in the morning throughout the day. I mean, it just, yeah, there's young girls that come out there quite a bit, and then obviously some older people, a couple, they meet up there and go at it, but I just see there, I'd like to do something to the one now, or we need to figure something out for that, but it would create more parking back there too, if we rip it out.
But it's not gonna be cheap putting in a new tennis court.
Nope.
So, you know.
Do people actually still play on that court?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do?
Yes.
I'd say how they don't break their ankle.
I don't either.
Cause there's a couple.
There's three cracks.
Yeah, divots in there.
I would think they'd get your ankle.
Do you wait until the majority of the summer is gone, and you try to schedule a contractor in to do?
Have him look at it?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, play it out the rest of the year.
Right.
And then build a tennis court here, like in August, and try to keep it under 40 grand. And you still have money to do.
I think there are a lot more than that.
I think the material for the court itself is where you're getting into your money.
I don't know. I've never priced one, but I'm guessing they would be more. You're just gonna put one tennis court in? Do it like we have now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just change up our lines and.
Mean one court, two, or one.
Yeah, two nets.
Yeah, two nets for.
Yeah, actually, we have two courts now.
Right, yeah.
In one enclosure. Is that what you're planning on?
Yeah, that'd be the idea. I mean, and then.
Because you have the high school courts too, so it's not like they don't have.
And that's what I was gonna ask. I mean.
There's six or eight there.
Six there?
There's six or eight.
They lock them up, I guess.
See, they never used to do that. I don't know what the.
They just lock them up? We give them our diamonds to play.
Yeah.
Out there.
Why do they lock them up?
About 3 weeks ago.
I've played on those several times.
What's their name? Streeters. They're actually the coaches of the tennis.
I've seen the Streeters out at the park plant.
Yeah, they said, I was like, well, what do you got? And of course, they asked if I could put some benches back in there, and we did that.
That's crazy that they have those.
And they said that they went out and locked them out of their own courts. So they've been coming out there, the two of them, and playing. But,
wow.
That's.
But, you can get on the track. Why not get on the tennis courts?
And I don't know if they've still done that, because I haven't seen the Streeters out there since, but, yeah, they were locked up, so.
They should be open to the public.
Absolutely.
For all I know, there was a padlock hanging there, and a kid walked up and decided to lock it up. Yeah, I don't know the story behind why, but, you know, I do know that they were locked up.
I want to check. You're right, Evans.
But that's been, that was when school was still in. That was, I think they left. That'd have been a month or.
Would you want to get somebody in here in the next month or two to maybe do, or do you know someone that we can talk to get someone in, maybe to start bidding this?
It'd be good to see some prices on it.
Yeah.
Tennis court?
Yeah.
But.
Don't you think?
You want a tennis court in the park. You want that?
I don't want to where it's at, no.
But right. You want a tennis, or two tennis courts in the park.
I don't think.
See, I know where you're going. I'm kind of like that too.
What?
Do we need a tennis court in the park? Do we need six tennis courts?
You're not wanting this here at all now?
I don't know.
Do we need to?
He's asking the question, and the answer is, that depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
I think the high school.
Yep.
I don't care if we have tennis courts in the park.
I don't honestly care either, but
I would hate to see them built.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying we have to, I actually, that is one thing I do, I still do.
Is that right?
Still do regularly, yes. And I'll be the first to say, the one that's out there is, I mean, it is in horrible condition, right? It really is.
Considering where we're putting that.
There's nothing.
If the high school courts were open, they shouldn't, the answer would be they shouldn't get used that much. But if the high school courts are locked, that's why people would have to use them.
Like what he said, if we knew that the courts were always gonna be open at the high school, then I could say, yes, John, maybe we don't need those.
Yeah.
But.
Unless they were having a tennis match at the high school.
And to me, it's just like, I want that tennis court there, it'd be nice, but that'd also be nice to have that fence ripped down and have that platform up there for the concert series and parking and many other things, but now we gotta look at this sort of thing here when it's either gonna get shuffled over here or don't do it at all and go to the high school.
Take that fence down, where am I gonna hang my sponsor signs?
That's the thing about it.
When it falls down?
We have always done, every time they want something.
Oh, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Yes.
Yeah, we're right, someplace to hang sponsor signs, we still have them.
Well, we could get banners put on those light poles now. We just get a banner with everybody's name on it, have their sponsorship in by April 30th. Well, probably for it, yeah, April 30th, if you wanna sponsor next year's concert series, it has to be done by April 30th, and get your name on a banner.
That's something we'll talk about, once we get this concert, so how we wanna do fundraising. The first thing will be to apply for those grants again, see what we come up with there, and then.
I think the first.
And see what we need.
Don't you? I think the first is gonna be, I think it's gonna be great, I really do.
Well, get prices on putting in new tennis courts to see what the expense is gonna be. And you go ahead as far as I'm concerned and start your phase one of your parking. If we have decided that the festival lawn's not gonna go in the exact spot it is on that master plan, then that's not gonna interfere with that.
Yeah, I actually see, in my mind, I see all that park equipment come together and organized in age groups. You know, we're putting skate park and basketball courts on one side of the park, and, you know, that kind of equipment needs to go either, you know, it needs to be organized out so the little kid stuff is in one area and the older kid stuff is in another area. And then you've also got that whole other side, what we call the little park in Goodrich. You know, the equipment can be moved. That could be a place.
You want that off residence?
No, I'm talking about when you turn into the park, across the street from the tennis courts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're by the shelter one there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an area of park equipment too, but they just, park equipment seems to me out there is very spread out.
It is.
And you can bring stuff together better, and then you'd have more room for a festival lawn. It's not quite as big as this.
Yeah.
Of course, your diagram there shows a community building and a festival lawn. Mm-hmm. A really pretty large, nice community building. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to, if that's still in your long range plans, you have to decide where you want it as well in your new festival lawn area. Because they have slides. Those are downhill though. Are those slides there where next to the festival lawn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are those down the hill?
It seems like, yeah, it might be. Here's the fire. Yeah, that's the fire house, right?
Right.
So, yeah. This would be where the playground is. There's a little playground right in here. Yeah, right in here.
That's always flooded. Mm-hmm. It's another really hard place to keep mud.
Yeah, there's more parking right here, too. Which this plan didn't take into, you know, we didn't foresee this. Well, I guess that would be the parking kind of, that's what we're about to do, yeah.
Yeah, it's not far from where.
I mean, you could still put your parking plan in without disrupting that master plan. You just would be saying that we'll decide about this softball court later, or softball diamond later. The one we're saying we would like to see stay there is actually the best one on. So your parking is not interfering with that part of the plan. It doesn't really interfere with anything, because like you said, it's pretty much in the area that they show parking at.
Worst comes to worst, I mean, we could have one of the softball played on the men's diamond. I mean, there's no reason if there's not leagues out there, if they're not using that.
That could be a festival lawn, like nobody's business already there.
I mean, it's...
That, the guy, the men's diamond?
No, the Little League diamond.
Oh.
That could be your festival lawn. You know, truthfully, and that's what, about right here?
Yeah.
And you've already got some parking area?
Well, once you take your tennis courts down, then you're going to have more parking area for the festival lawn, if you use that for parking.
Mm-hmm. You till that up, put some grass seed back in the infield?
And then, I like the idea of that becoming the festival lawn plan, because that also works well with your amphitheater.
It does.
So your amphitheater is actually then almost part of your festival lawn, which it should be.
So, what do you think? You want to just not do anything with that right now? Think about the Little League diamond, because I've actually been thinking about it for about a year, about just... It's not coming back, and the Lions Club is not, they're not doing anything.
Well, this will be when you're...
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Big high school, too, though.
Well, the high school.
Well, you know...
They need that.
The high school, I was going to say, locking the things up, I mean, you know...
Why is it that the high school girls can't play on one of the other diamonds? Is there a reason?
Well, the Little League field is...
Right dimensions?
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
The outfield is perfect.
It's supposed to be like 220 or something, and the old high school girls is like 245. And they said it's too long for
me to hit a home run.
The IHSA wants dimensions the same.
But the high school just bought a bunch of ground on the east side of the high school.
Very good point. Mm-hmm. And all along they just keep... They've had so many chances to put their own field on their own property, and they just, you know, the park's just always been there, been an easy out, mm-hmm. And...
They've got a new principal and a new superintendent this coming school year.
I wouldn't take it out before I told. I wouldn't take it out.
Sure. Right. Absolutely.
And explain the reasoning behind it.
And I think I would even mention that to the council as well before I did anything.
Right. No, I think you should. Yeah.
We've got another diamond, like I said, sitting there not being used. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason you can't put that.
I've talked to Jared Bird a little bit, but about that Little League diamond, like I think at the end of the month it's open. You gotta go use that one too. You know, you gotta need to play two games to get it in before rain. I was like, by all means, go use that.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that would not work well with the festival lawn being the Little League diamond would be putting the men back on the diamond they were on before, because they'd be cranking home runs into the festival lawn. But girls softball probably wouldn't be an issue.
Oh, yeah, I don't think the men would ever come back to this one now, would they? You guys kind of like that, don't you?
Well, we like it, but I want it to be used.
Right.
You know? I really do. It annoys me that it's not being used.
We invested quite a bit last year in the coverings.
And they look fantastic.
That's still, you still have
Labor Day tournament there.
Yeah, but it should be.
Why isn't it leaked?
Just picking up things. But it needs to be used, like they were going to have the baseball this year. And Aaron started out with 8 teams, and within 2 weeks he had 2.
So do you play any men's softball?
There's nothing been out there.
I mean, during your Labor Day, Do you play on both diamonds?
Yes.
Yeah. So that would be an issue with the festival lawn on during November.
Because the girls' diamond is used with wooden bats.
Yeah.
And so they'll hit home runs, but not.
Not like that. Not like they used to.
No. It's not going to go over 50 feet.
And I guess, so could, theoretically, I'm not saying, could the little girl's diamond, which is about right here now, right, could it come over to here and be fine to the men's diamond?
Yes. I wouldn't know why they couldn't use both. I mean,
well,
snow fence up?
Let me restate
that. That's what I think, too.
Let me restate that. You can throw me out of the room if you feel necessary. Could we?
I don't want to see, because he's pretty good. He was a pretty good wrestler, Bear.
I know. And I'm really old.
Could we go down to one diamond?
I think it would.
I would hate that. Because you got men fighting over a diamond with little kids.
And somebody's going to want to practice, you know, when there's not a game, and they'll be like, well, no, this is our diamond. No, this is our diamond. I don't think that would work. But there's no reason they can't use both as an overflow.
The time ever came when we can utilize that area on the other side of the creek there.
Absolutely.
When you're talking, yeah. Now, if that ever comes to the point where we can do that, then what you're talking about is very feasible, but not, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or even up here.
Yeah, where the...
If I could ever get this off that guy. Because this doesn't even... All that's there is concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You just haul in a bunch of dirt. Build your softball, baseball complex again. Take that out. Go to the festival lawn where I should probably put the festival lawn there. It's a big enough area. It'd be kind of cool.
That's why I think it'd be nice. Right back there, because...
Yeah, the road all the way going around it.
Yeah. I hate to say that, because I know you guys just put that men's diamond in there, but when I see a festival, if I go back into the back of that park and I see a festival lawn, that's just me where I think it should go, is right there. But... You have a festival going on, you're close to the nature area, and you're close to, not only that, you're close down to the cabin and the amphitheater. I mean, it's just kind of right in the middle of everything.
You got a gazebo there without a floor in it.
That's beautiful, ain't it?
I can't believe it's still there. General, I can't say too much.
It would be moved already if it wasn't for this thing, that park plan.
Anybody else have anything?
These are April.
Have you seen our new T-ball benches?
No.
They're not real new. But if you drive around the curb by the T-ball, look, we got them all painted green. They say Goodrich Park on them, advertising. That's our newest addition. Got that done about 3 hours ago. I cracked a whip on them hard.
I make a motion that we accept the April minutes of Park Board 2.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Anybody have anything else?
Pass the word on the July 1st concert. If you've got any input on what we can do to...
Motion to pay bills.
Yes.
Yes.
Approved.
Okay. In favor?
Aye.
All right. I will do this out there. Try to get as many people. I'll talk to who I'll get this hung out at my factory.
That's what we can do. Tell all people to pass the word.
And I'll get it out.
Should be in the newspaper sometime.
You sign all these here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the lights are on, I think.
Just from heaven.
Red Bridge.
I know where you're going.
We've got lights on inside the bridge.
All right. Thanks for remembering me when you win. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks. Let's go.
Motion to adjourn.
No.
Thanks. All right.
You know what
I'm sorry. I don't have to have you sign that. That's
See you, bud.
I guess everyone in there.
See ya.
See you, Shane.
See you, bud. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
You're doing a good job, bud.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's the only one
I saw in there, yes. What makes makes this hard, and I know what you're thinking, Sean, is there's so many good ideas we're all floating around here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just so hard to...
No way that, no matter which way you go, that you're not going to upset somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to upset somebody. Make some people happy and upset others.
I know we're going in the right direction, though. I'm very sure of that.
That's the beautiful thing about elections, though. They don't have to have you back.
That's right.
I mean, you know, I don't, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. You know, I love doing what I'm doing. I really do.
That's right. And that's always, we're doing what we think is right. We're doing what we believe in. We're taking input from all sides. And then next time around, voice your opinion at the polls. That's what we call democracy.
It's true.
Yep.
The good man taught me that once.
Yeah, some way back when.
All right. Take care.
See you guys.
See ya.
Oh, man. You're not getting a lot of headbutting, are you?
Not anymore. I was, but I think people's giving up on some stuff now.
Is that still running, over there? Mm-hmm. Is that still running over there?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't turn it on.
Yeah, she turned it on. Yeah, I just don't know how to turn it off, but you talked me through, let's see here. Here it is. It says recording. What do I do? Hit
just
X?
Hit pause.
Hit pause. Yeah. Okay, let me find pause here. Okay, pause. Okay, pause recording.